My name is Dean Wilson. I just say it's a pleasure to be here. Y'all have a wonderful church, and I've enjoyed worshiping with you tonight. It is a blessing, and I will have to tell you that that Brandon Lake song, it gets me every time. It gets me every time. So I have a confession to you guys. I have a problem. I'm a member of the Gideons, and I just can't stay out of jail. It's a ministry of mine. Every Tuesday, and that they will let me in, and that's not always true, but every Tuesday from 1 to 2 p.m., if you guys would remember and pray, because I'm in the chapel at the jail with whoever they let come. Right now, I used to be able to get from all the cell blocks at one time. Now I can only do one cell block at a time. But that's my Gideon ministry. And so pray for me as I do that. If you'd start the slideshow for me. Go ahead, next slide. As you can see this, go back one. You can go back. There we go. If you see this inmate has a Gideon Bible in his hand. This isn't from our jail. This is more of a file photo. But the point is, I am able to take Gideon Bibles into the inmates. Not just the testaments, but the entire... is that thing going out of control? the entire Bible. And as of tonight, we are... we're on our fifth case of Bibles, so that's over 125 Bibles we've been able to hand out to inmates at Lamar County Jail. So maybe you've never heard of us before. Next slide. We are the Gideons, and we are an association of Christian business and professional men for service. We place Bibles in places that you probably have seen them. Hotel rooms, doctor's offices, hospital rooms, schools. We give them out in basic training in the Army. But the thing I want you to know, we are not a church. We're an extension of the church, your church. And we work in concert with you. We are all about fulfilling the Great Commission found in Matthew 28:19. And we do have an impact for the Lord Jesus Christ. If you would play that video for me, please. Maybe we'll come. Here we go.
Got my parents' home. The court ordered me to live at a homeless shelter in Spokane, Washington. It wasn't without reason. I was a chronic runaway at the time. I just didn't really want to be there. Not long afterwards, I decided to skip curfew, coming back to the shelter, and didn't have a place to stay that night. So I was welcomed into the home of a local pedophile, and he introduced me to his friends. My life didn't get a whole lot better from there. I was a thief, a vandal, a liar, a cheat, a drug addict, a drug dealer, a fraud. There was nothing good in me. Eventually, I was arrested in a raid. I was put in a cell in Los Angeles County, California. And wouldn't you just know the way that God works, my bunkmate led the Bible study. Since I grew up in the church, I took his invitation. I felt like I knew all the things about God that I needed to know, and I was comfortable, and it's not like I was doing anything else at the time anyway. So I joined their Bible study. I don't remember what we talked about, but I know that immediately afterwards, when I went back to my cell, I got absolutely wrecked by the Holy Spirit. All of a sudden, I became acutely aware of the fact that everything that I was doing in my life was causing pain to other people, and that my life and my actions were full of poison. And so I told Jesus, if you want my life, it's not worth anything, but you can have it. I knew the next step was to get a Bible. And so I requested for one from the chaplain at the jail, and a Gideon Bible was delivered to my cell. I started reading. I got to know Jesus. I studied his word. I poured it into my soul. And I had the opportunity in that prison on my 25th birthday to be baptized. Eventually I got out, and my life was completely different. It's been 8 years this week since I got out of prison, and I haven't been put back in handcuffs since. I've been remarried and have a beautiful son. I have a job and a career and an education today. God has completely changed my life. He has restored it. He has renewed it. He's fulfilled his promises more than I could ask or think or imagine. So when Isaiah 55:11 says that God's word won't return void, truly I tell you that this scripture has been fulfilled today in your hearing.
Wow. This guy is, he's from California, but that is being multiplied even in Lamar County. On May the 6th, 2024, this past year, I had the honor of baptizing 7 inmates in Lamar County Jail. Glory be to the Lord. Let's see if we can pick this presentation back up. So, would you like to help us? We're going to get Bibles in the hands of people because Isaiah 55:11, as he just described, says, what? God's word will not return to him void. I believe if I can put a Bible in someone's hand and get them to read it, that this Bible, with the power of the Holy Spirit, will do the work. And so, last time I was with the inmates, I wasn't able to go past this past Tuesday because they were having court. But the week before, I challenged the ones that had got Bibles from me. I said, if you don't read anything else, read the Gospel of John. Because if you read the Gospel of John, you'll be like my wife, who read the Gospel of John shortly after we were married and was baptized. She's a believer. And it finally made sense to her, even though she grew up as a preacher's kid. We can provide scriptures all over the world through the Gideon process. We have over 200 countries with Gideons like myself. And what do the Gideons do? Well, first of all, we come and share with churches what our mission is. And we invite churches to participate with us. And then the monies that we raise, we buy Bibles for an average price of $1.40. We can get a copy of scriptures, whether it's a New Testament like this, or whether it's the entire Bible, in over 108 different languages. And we can take Bibles and put them in the hands of individuals. And we distribute over 1 million scriptures every year. So that's our mission. There's over 250,000 Gideons across the world. And so Every time you help a Gideon, you're helping those guys get the scriptures out. Now, you don't pay one dime for the cost of a Gideon getting the Bible in the hands of another person. We do that out of our own pockets. Your Gideons pay for the transportation. They pay for all the costs to take these Bibles and place them in the hands of school children, soldiers, law enforcement and first responders. Gideons take care of that. Any dollar that you give toward the Gideon mission buys Bibles. And that's it. Okay? So that money, any money that you give, you're not paying some huge overhead. Yes, we have Gideon's International Office in Nashville. But the Gideons pay our own costs, our own way. We don't any money that we raise for Bibles goes strictly to Bibles. And by the way, if you're ever in a hotel room and you reach in that nightstand beside the bed and you pull it open and you find there's no Gideon Bible there, contact me. Right? And I'll make sure that the person responsible to get a Bible in that hotel room knows that they need a Bible in that room. Because what we want, actually, is for Bibles to go missing. We want people to get those Bibles and take them with them. So we're happy to go back in. And every time we put a Bible in a motel, a hotel, or a doctor's office, or hospital room, a Gideon personally, or the auxiliary, that's the wives of Gideons, they pray over that Bible as they place it. So it's we don't just, give them to the janitorial staff and say, would you please distribute this to the hospital room? No. We go around and put them in the places that you find them. So if you find a place that you think should have a Gideon Bible and it doesn't, let me know. And I'll get word to the people that will fix that problem. How could you participate? Well, I don't know if you guys have a Gideon card program here at the church. But if you do, I want to tell you that this is huge. Are you familiar with the Gideon card program, what it means? If you get what you're able to do is donate money in memory or in honor or in celebration of a person or an event. So like if you want to give a graduation card and a graduation gift, you could do this in honor of that person, send them a card, and the money would go to the Gideon Bible program. And so rather than send flowers, this is what I do, is I send the family the amount of money that I would have sent to the florist for flowers at a funeral or at a hotel room for flowers. I send that to the Gideon to buy Bibles, and then I send a card telling them that now they've got Bibles in hotel rooms that say this, placed by the Gideons in memory. So, I think the estimate is that a Gideon Bible can reach between 1 to 200 individuals. And so if you give $5, okay, that'll buy a Gideon Bible. And that means you could could reach between 100 and 200 people with God's word. These orange Bibles, how many of the students in here have one of these? Okay? We give these out to seniors and to fifth graders at Sullivan High School in the springtime. We do it at Lamar County Schools, down in Vernon and in South Lamar. And continue to pray for us as we do that, because they all will have scripture. This is a New Testament with Psalms and Proverbs. If you've never had one, see me afterwards and I'll let you look at it. The students all over the world. In fact, it's actually easier, Brother BJ, for us, our Gideons in other countries. Like, we had a guy from Austria came and spoke to us last June. And it's easier for them to hand out Bibles in all their schools than it is for us to get in America. Gideons are having problems getting into the schools. We also hand out testaments on college campuses. Our most recent one, we've done the University of Alabama, we've done Auburn, we've done Mississippi State, we've done MUW or whatever they're calling it now. So we actually go into the colleges. However, we have to stand on the sidewalk and we can't deviate from that. In one little place, they kind of tell us you can be here. And last October, they were at, we had a couple of Gideons from our camp go to Mississippi State, and when they were handing them out, campus police showed up and questioned them because somebody had complained. So please pray that we can get Bibles, testaments into all of our college students, our seniors in high school, and our fifth graders. Nursing homes should have Bibles. There we go. As we all know, nursing homes is usually an end-of-life situation. What more comfort could you receive than having a Bible? And if you don't have Jesus in your life, can you imagine facing the end of your life? So, that's what we try to do, is get and of course I've talked about the prisoners. Next slide. I believe it makes a huge impact, because God laid on my heart that the reason I do this ministry at the jail is when you're at the bottom, there's only one place to look, and that's up. And you finally get some folks' attention. Now, don't get me wrong, and I tell this to the prisoner. You know, they're there for a reason, right? And whatever the legal system, as it runs its course, whatever punishment, you know, I completely support that. However, I am a sinner saved by grace, okay? I was given a second chance, and I believe everyone is, those prisoners are a child of God, and they have the same opportunity to have a second chance. And I did some reading about Angola Prison. Have y'all ever heard of Angola Prison? in Louisiana. It's a huge place. They've got, I think, over 70 different camps scattered around. It's basically a whole county in Louisiana. And Angola was a place that was just, it was terrible. They were killing each other at a rate of one inmate a day. New warden came in, wanted to change it. Well, he just happened to be a deacon in the Baptist church. So guess what he did? He started having Bible study there. He started getting prisoners that changed their life. He brought in New Orleans Baptist Theological Seminary. They started coming in and doing seminary lessons. They now have 100 prisoners that are ordained clergy. And they have, and Franklin Graham just recently, last couple of years, he came in, his organization helped them build their 100th chapel in the prison system down there. Next slide. Military forces. I'm a retired Army officer. So I can tell you that there are no atheists in foxholes. Okay? And so when our soldiers are in basic training, Gideons, we try very hard to get them testaments as they go through basic training. As soldiers are deployed, we try very hard to get testaments to the deploying soldiers. Because as a soldier, you never know. You never know. So I could spend all night talking about, you know, the importance. Someone asked me once, how can you be a Christian and be a soldier? And I responded with what? How could you not? How could you not? Believe it or not, it's actually easier for us. Next slide. To go to foreign forces. Yeah, we give out testaments in their language to foreign soldiers through the Gideon program, not just in the U.S. Next slide. So I'm beginning to wrap up. Thank you for your patience. So shall my word be that goes out of my mouth, it shall not return to me empty, but shall accomplish that which I purpose, and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it. Isaiah 55:11. Next slide. We are an extension of your church. Next slide. If you want to be involved in the Gideons, but maybe you don't want to be a Gideon yourself. By the way, we're always looking, Brother BJ, for a professional businessman that would join us as a Gideon. But maybe you're not in that category that would fit as you can be a friend of the Gideons. And you could actually come and help us with distributions, help us in other ways. So check that out, friendsofgideons.org, if you're interested in partnering with us in that way. If you want to be a Gideon and you are a professional or businessman, and that includes law enforcement, just saying, just let me know. Next slide. The main thing I want from you tonight is your prayers. I've said it several times, but I believe prayer is essential. So if you would pray for the Gideons, pray for the Lamar County camp. We've been in a bunch of churches today. Today was our our rally day. We went to a lot of different churches today to speak and share with the churches what we do, because some people don't know. If you ever have a need for the Gideons, let us know. And if you have a desire to participate with us, Saturday morning at 7 a.m., you are invited to come to Vernon, to the City Hall building in the conference room. The Gideons meet for a little prayer breakfast. We read scripture together and we pray. And every single Saturday, you have Gideons praying for the churches of Lamar County. And for the pastors, as they get ready to fill the pulpit, that the Holy Spirit will anoint them and speak to their congregation the word from God. So, next slide. Gideons.org is the place to find out more information. I appreciate your time and your attention. And I covet your prayers for the Gideons. Thank you, Brother E.J.